Here for tonight, Jeremiah from Santa Maria.
Thank you, everybody. Jeremiah, alcoholic.
Beautiful, boy.
It's invisible today, thank you very much. I'm setting my timer right now because this is 10 minutes and that's all I'm going to give you. If you want to hear more, you're going to have to see me later. Okay, so also I want to notice, I'm not advertising for Volkswagen, okay? I am wearing a shirt. It just goes to show that in sobriety, you are employable. There are certain things that you get to do that you might not have done so well previously. And so, you know, I'm going to give you a 10-minute version of a little bit of what it was like and where I'm at right now. And, you know, I came in these rooms not really on my own free will. I was on a court card, like maybe a few people might, you know what that's about. But you know what? I was willing to listen. You know, that was the first thing that I found. I was willing to listen, and I heard some things. You know, and there's a lot of differences, but man, I was really focusing on what people were talking about, and I was looking for at some similarities. And you know, and I'm like, man, you know, maybe these people have something. You know, I didn't think my life was so bad. You know, I mean, only a couple DUIs and, you know, only a separation from my wife and, you know, really just, you know, just losing some minor things. So that little spark of willingness, I was able to, get one of these books. I don't know if anybody's seen one of these books before. I don't have a cover on because that disappeared a long time ago. Getting a little rough around the edges. After I got this book, I acquired my first sponsor. I started on a thorough path of what they call the 12 steps. And I'm sure some of you people have seen our flyers, our posters, or whatever you want to call them on the wall about our 12 steps and want to know a little bit about what that's all about. And I realized, you know, by going through these steps with my sponsor, that I definitely suffered from something, and it was definitely alcoholism, you know. I started to do some work on it, you know. I mean, it's basic, but it was difficult because I was trying to find something inside me that I've never thoroughly ever dealt with on the level that I knew I needed to if I wanted to do something about this. This is a lifelong process for me. I started drinking at an age of probably 15, you know, pretty consistently since then. And I'm 43 now, so, you know, you do the math on that, and, you know, that's a few years of you know, daily drinking and roller coasting and trying to manage and have a job and get married and, you know, have a couple kids and do all these things. And apparently my folks saw me having a problem with drinking at a very young age, and they decided that you know, after my first DUI and my first other couple run-ins with the law, that they would get me into a treatment program. So here I am, 17 years old, junior in high school, and they sent me to a, you know, drug and alcohol rehab. And yeah, it was great, and I got all kinds of knowledge. You know, I learned about these 12 steps. You know, I had this big book thing, and yeah, I listened, but I was there just to do the time. I got out of there with a head full of knowledge going, you know, I'm not going to be like any one of these guys. I know how to drink now. All right, so let's just let's go out in the world and show all these people. Well, I found out shortly that alcohol is definitely a foe that I will never win. And, you know, it consumed a lot of my life. You know, there's a lot of things that I have done in my alcoholism that have hurt many people, very selfish things. But, you know, after coming into this program and being willing to do something about it, didn't know what it was, but I was just willing to do something different because what I was doing was not working. So I came to find a power greater myself, and I decided to turn my will and my life over to that power greater than myself. And just that surrender right there, and that daily surrender that I do to this day, which I have a little over 20 months of continuous sobriety. I have not been this sober since I was 15 years old, by the way. I'm a different person. I'm not that person that I walked in today with, and I thank all of it to Alcoholics Anonymous because of getting me here. I was able to finally connect and have a relationship with the God of my understanding that as a child I grew up knowing, but I didn't have, it didn't come together, you know. It took a group of alcoholics that are like me to like put all this stuff together. And the journey's been incredible. You know, life happens, you know. I have no control over what goes on out there. Only thing I have control on is how I react to that and how everything is, how I process it. And I don't do it by myself. You know, I have a God in my life, and like I said, I surrender on a daily basis. It's just it's a wonderful thing. Like I said earlier in my story, I was separated for a little over 3 years. I have two children that are teenagers. I always thought I was a good, dad. You know, I love my kids, but that selfishness always got in the way. You know, alcohol became more important. A lot of hard work on my part, finding my place in a lot of different things. I have been able to, in this short 20-month period, to start to rebuild a relationship with this woman that I care about, that we've been together for 17 years. And it's at a point now to where I asked her to marry me again on Christmas morning, and she said yes. So that's not me. That is a program. That's a God working in my life. You know, that is just doing things that have been suggested of me. And I tell you, you know what? I'm happier than I really have been. My kids, I get to be a part of their life, you know, and just be that person that they deserve to be. And you know, I get to work with people and be, you know, be that example, be that person that I believe that my higher power wants me to be. And that's what I have to share with you guys today. So on a note, I think I got a minute or so left, a couple minutes left, but I'm going to let our main speaker take the floor. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to turn the meeting back over to Alex, who will do the demonstration.